during his during this public service recognition week, officials are more mindful than ever about how to get and keep good federal workers. A Senate committee held a hearing today to explore work-life programs as one way to do it. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis is just back from that hearing that wrapped up just within the hour. He joins us right here, right now, live from our Capitol Hill Bureau. Max.
Well, Chris, the main headline from today's hearing of the Senate Subcommittee on Government Management and the Federal Workforce were the details that we learned about the Office of Personnel Management's Results-Only Work Environment Pilot Program. The acronym there is ROWE. This new work-life program is all based on OPM Director John Barry's premise that it no longer matters when, where, or why we work. Now, Jonathan Foley, the senior advisor to OPM Director Barry, outlined the ROWE pilot program for Committee Chairman Danny Akaka and Ranking Member George Voinovich. And this is actually the first time that we've actually had some of the salient details of the ROWE program. Director Barry's been talking about this in broad strokes now for some time. Here's the deal. 400 OPM workers, ranging from retirements and benefits claims processors to policymakers, and including both union and non-union employees, they're involved in this pilot program. There are approximately half of the participating employees are in OPM's offices in Boyers, Pennsylvania. The other half are here in Washington, D.C. at OPM headquarters. The offices involved include the OPM Retirement and Benefits Office, the HR Solutions Office, the Communications Office, and the Director's Office. In general, the ROWE program will allow employees to work whenever they want and wherever they want, as long as they get the work done. Managers expected to manage for results instead of process. Employees will be trusted to get the work done. A major principle of the project is that all employees in the participating groups or units are included in the pilot without exception. He said that ROWE is not a perk, and that's going to be given to some workers and not to others. He says it's going to be a management strategy applied to all members of the team, and employees who must be physically present to do their jobs have to be physically present to work when working in ROWE. And the guiding principle, again, is as long as the job gets done. Pilot program underway since about April, and they're going to be doing the education part of the program this month, and then they're going to start the actual pilot program in June, lasting through the end of the year, and then there's going to be an evaluation period that will start in July of this year, ending in February of next year.
That's a couple of program notes. One is that we're going to talk to the ROWE folks the week of May 17th, and I don't remember the day, but we're going to have them on to talk about this program because it is very innovative. You don't essentially it's the focus is on getting the job done, not on when you do it, how you do it, any of that kind of stuff. It's go and get the job done, and you mm-hmm. assess that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Chris. And it's all based on the several months ago we had Director Barry on, and he one of the favorite books out of his recent collection is the book called Why Work Sucks and How to Fix It. And basically, they have a couple of the authors from this book are actually in a group of contractors. There are two contractors that have been hired by OPM to implement and then individually evaluate the pilot project. An outfit called ICF International will mm-hmm. be one of the contractors there. And then Cultural RX, the company founded by the co-creators and authors of the Why Work Sucks book, are also going to be involved as well.
Yep, and that's who we're having on the program coming up later on this month. Is there any concern? I mean, this just seems like a big culture change for government where, you know, we've seen it. This is beyond telework. This is something that's very, very different.
Oh, yeah, Chris, absolutely. And I think one of the things that it's one of the reasons why I think OPM decided that if they were going to pilot this program, they were going to do it to themselves first, or they were going to do it to themselves as an organization first. It's a huge leap of faith because, as we have discussed many, many times before, you've had this conversation with our own senior correspondent, Mike Causey. It's a huge leap of faith for a supervisor, and it doesn't matter whether it's in a federal agency or whether it's in the private sector. It's always going to be a huge leap of faith for that supervisor to be able to say, as long as you get your work done, I don't care when you show up or I don't care how you do it, either dialing in or teleworking or whether you come to the office or whatever, or how you want to set your office, your hours. It's always going to be a leap of faith. And so this is going to be a major change, but it's also seen as one of those work-life programs and work-life flexibilities that are being implemented in the public, in the private sector, in private business increasingly. And it's seen as a way, this was something that was brought up time and time again in this hearing this afternoon, this is something that the federal government is going to have to do to remain competitive and to be able to attract and keep the best workers for the federal service.
Well, it's even beyond that. We had a couple months ago for the Federal News Radio Book Club talked to Dan Pank, of the author of the book Drive, and this is one of his real things, is that you have to give people
That's
the autonomy
right.
to do this. And he says it's even beyond attracting and you get more productivity, you get people doing better work. This is exactly the direction you need to go in. So we're all going. Did they talk about how they're going to actually measure this? How they're going to measure whether this is successful or not?
Well, interestingly enough, they also talked about that. This pilot project, the Rogue project, will be independently evaluated by Deloitte. They'll be assessing the project on the basis of its effect on employee performance and morale. Currently, Deloitte is studying available data on using surveys and focus groups to establish a baseline for employee performance and morale among the participating offices. Those metrics will be used to help determine what elements will not change during the program, and then they'll figure out what sort of metrics are going to be able to be used as they move further to the program out to 2011, out to next year, when they finally wrap this up in, I believe it's going to be February of next year, and they'll see just how successful this will all be. They also said that a final report is expected towards the end of February 2011.
Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. More tomorrow, Max?
Yes, Chris, we'll have more tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom and Jane, and also on federalnewsradio.com.
There you go. Thank you. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. Thank you, Max.